Hi, everybody. It's time for your Multi-Men USA Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, it was certainly a big weekend for the U.S. beef cattle industry and NASCAR fans alike as the 2022 NASCAR season kicked off this past Saturday down in Daytona, Florida, with the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300 race. It was the second year that the Federation of State Beef Councils, on behalf of the Beef Checkoff, partnered with the Daytona International Speedway to sponsor the race one day ahead of the legendary Daytona 500. NCBA Federation Division Chair Brad Hastings from Amarillo, Texas, says that beef and NASCAR just makes sense.
We're all very proud, right? We like to see what we do, and we like to see it on TV. So anytime you see Beef It's What's for Dinner out there, it just gives you a sense of pride, and I think that's what a lot of producers do. This is our second year. So last year was the first year, and we're back here this year, and I think we're just getting better and more interaction with the fans.
And Austin Hill was first to the checkered flag this year, along with those delicious beef tomahawk steaks and even a Beef It's What's for Dinner belt buckle from Montana Silversmiths. So I guess it's safe to say that Beef It's What's for Dinner and NASCAR winners. Cattle producers, Multi-Men 90 supports cattle health and reproduction. So talk to your veterinarian or visit multimenusa.com.